Rose slammed her right heel down on Sally's human ankle. The pirate girl's grip on Rose's throat slackened in surprise, and Rose wrenched herself free and joined the doctor. "So you finally worked it out, did you?" he asked Sally. "About Glint and the treasure?" Sally said. "I haven't," Rose said. "What about you, Jim?" The boy shook his head. "So tell us, and why was the casket empty?" "Shouldn't we let Mr. McCavity out?" Jim asked.
"He's fine where he is," the doctor said. "We'll check on him in a bit."
"And Glint?" Jim said.
"You really don't know?" asked Sally.
"Let me tell you a story," the doctor said. "It starts about 50 years ago, when a dangerous and nasty pirate called Hamlick Glint decided to pack it all in. He sold his robot crew for scrap, though, as we now know, some of them managed to escape and came looking for him. Only Glint was long gone by then. I mean, this was 50 years ago. They were looking for him for a very long time. And in that time, a few things had happened. For one, Glint's cabin boy Robbie left him too. When Glint climbed into the resurrection casket, expecting to be reborn new, Robbie took an escape pod and left the Buccaneer drifting in space.
But the casket was empty, Rose pointed out.
The doctor nodded. Coming to that, he promised. So, Robbie takes the pod and the treasure, and off he goes. Only with no crew, the ship's drifted into the Zeg. So Glint's stranded, and Robbie is stuck in a pod he can't control. It just flies on in a straight line, taking him and the treasure to, well, who knows where. Then, 10 years ago, give or take, the medallion that controls Kevin comes into the possession of some reprobates who sell it to Drell McCavity. Now, here's a man who has suddenly become interested in Glint, partly because he needs a new obsession now his wife has gone, and partly as a reason for him to have on display a particularly nasty sculpture that isn't what it seems. He's rather surprised to find he has a monster, no offence, at his beck and call.
So what happened to Glint? Rose said.
Well, I think Kevin knows.
Like the doctor said, Kevin told them. Once McCavity hauled me back to this dimension, I had a lot of time on my hands between jobs. I spent some of it on Starfall.
And you found Robbie, didn't you?
Sure did. Poor kid was all cut up with guilt about leaving Glint. He knew all about the Zeg by then and thought he'd left Glint to die. So,
Kevin shrugged.
I gave him the coordinates of the ship and he came back in a steam cutter. Oh, must be about 10 years ago now. And he opened the casket.
He let Glint out, Jim said.
Yes,
Kevin said.
He did. And took him back with him.
You released Glint, Rose said. But why?
Because Robbie was my friend. The only friend I had in those awful days. That's why. And I'd do it again.
There was a silence for a while. Then the doctor spoke. I should think we're almost out of the Zeg now, so let's see if I can find a suitable container for our chum Salvage Sally here. Doesn't have to be much. Just enough to keep out the crocs and let her steer a course well away from us.